The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
God, it's been tough times in the old shopping aisles for the last few weeks. We had bin bags a couple of weeks ago, and last week I was eating Parmesan cheese substitute straight from a saucer. Simon Tierney, what's in the shopping trolley this week?
I'm lifting the austerity measures, and today we're going all out. It's cookie week.
The boom is back, folks.
the boom is back,
boomier
baby.
Boomier than ever. Look at them. They're the size of my head, all three of them.
Yeah, I mean, these are a real, a Yank import is how I would describe them. Although, actually, originally the cookie is a Dutch invention. Cookie with a K is how it should be spelled, is actually a Dutch word for cake.
Okay.
It was Dutch New Amsterdam in America that first brought the cookie to the English-speaking world.
So what do we have here then, this week?
So in front of us, we have at the lower end of the market, price-wise, but perhaps not with taste, is Lidl's triple chocolate cookies, four-pack, €2.39, 59 cent each. Then in the middle, we've got Tesco's milk chocolate orange cookies. So they've got some orange peel in them to give them that citrus flavour. €3.50. That works out at 87 cent per cookie, Kieran. And then Dunn's milk chocolate cookies, topping out at €3.95. They've actually gone up lately. They used to be €3.50. That's a five pack, though. So you are getting a bit more bang for your buck. So it actually works out at 79 cent. Per cookie for that one. However, I've decided not to compare the prices per cookie, but rather per bag. And the reason for that is because, are you really going to eat five cookies? I mean, they're kind of marketed as, you know, something that you might pick up on your lunch run when you're popping into the supermarket. You're not really bringing them at home to have around, you know, around the dinner table.
No, the old Maryland cookies. Now, you'd eat them in bulk.
Oh, God, you'd race through an entire pack of those.
Yeah.
Like during the ad break of Fair City, you'd have those eaten.
Glass of milk, full pack of Maryland cookies.
Do you have to eat milk with all your snacks?
But it's preference.
Are you kind of, have you signed a contract with the National Dairy Council?
If Tierlawn are looking for ambassadors, I'm available for work.
Like literally no better man. when you compare them by pack, right?
Yeah.
You're talking a 65% difference in the price from the Dunn's to the Lidl, right? Now, when we come to the taste test, you'll notice that the Lidl has gotten really good. Let me just say, Kieran, I am a fan of cookies.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know, I know these products quite intimately. The Lidl has really improved over the last few months.
Right.
It used to be rock hard and it's recently got really nice and chewy.
So what's the difference then? I mean, obviously one of them, the Tesco, has an orange flavour to it.
Yes.
Beyond that flavouring, what's the difference here?
Okay, so the little one is the chocolatiest, on the surface at least. You know, it's got chocolate in the dough itself, so it's a darker colour. It also has both milk and white chocolate chunks in it. The Dunn's is
ebony and ivory.
Ebony and ivory.
In perfect harmony.
It is. The Dunn's is basically, your basic, simple cookie, as in it's milk chocolate. And if I was making cookies at home, which I sometimes do, I have been known to do, I always make them with dark chocolate chips. And the reason for that is because cookies are full of sugar. So you want that dark chocolate to offset, to cut through that sugar hit.
Bit of tartness to combat
exactly.
That sweetness.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
Rest
and
of
I
it.
Throw a bit of salt in as well, which is nice.
Ooh.
And the, what's the last one? Oh, the Tesco has the orange. Yeah, not a huge fan of orange.
You're not a Terry's
cookies.
Chocolate orange fan?
I like my Terry's chocolate orange, but I don't like orange in a cookie.
All right, okay.
Like, okay. Why would you put, you know, what biscuits and oranges don't go together.
Yeah. I mean, you might say the same. Had a Terry's chocolate orange not existed and I proposed it to you, you might think that sounds a bit bonkers too.
Yeah, like when Terry approached the boardroom and said, look, I've got this amazing idea of marrying chocolate and orange.
We'll make it look like an orange.
Yeah.
It will appear like it will have segments.
Yeah.
The segments, when you break them apart, will have little lines in it. Like they look like orange slices. And instead, it's just going to be pure chocolate.
I'd say when Terry left the pitch meeting, I'd say all the executive board members were like, we need to get rid of Terry. Like, that's an outrageous idea that he just pitched.
What about Jaffa cakes? Sorry, Jaffa, a bit of orange.
Oh, God. Okay, you've got me now. But Erdera on law, for me, the Jaffa cake is a cake. Oh, it's not a biscuit.
Let's not wade into those murky quagmires.
Now, what's really interesting for me, right, is the chocolate that is used.
Okay, you tell me about the chocolate used while I eat.
Okay, so in the Dunns, they're using Belgian sourced chocolate. Okay, there's a reason why this product costs €3.95. Now, to be fair to Dunns, over the last few months, whenever we're looking at own brand products, they do tend to use premium quality products in their own brands. So in terms of chocolate, like, this is a chocolate chip cookie. The Dunns has 35% Belgian chocolate in it. That's a high percentage of Belgian chocolate. Like, Belgian chocolate's not cheap. The Tesco has 21%. So significantly less chocolate in the Tesco. And that's reflected in the price. The Lidl, we don't know. You're just enjoying that now, aren't you? You got your snout in the trunk, in the trough. How is it going for you? What did you start with?
Started with the orangey one.
Okay.
Where's that from, Tesco?
Yeah, and I should say that's the smallest one. The other two are huge. The Tesco is the smallest, I would say.
It's also the chewiest.
Yes.
By far and away the chewiest. The Dunns is the crumbliest.
Yes. Of the three. Very, very crunchy. Very crumbly. It's probably the driest for me.
Yeah.
I like a wet cookie.
You'd want
nice
a bit
and moist.
You'd want a bit of dippage with that now, I think.
You would. Like, I would dunk, you'd want to dunk the Dunns in a cup of tea or something.
I think the Lidl is Goldilocks just right, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, isn't it? It's really, really good, the little one.
Those little bits of white chocolate.
Gorgeous. Delicious. For me, the Tesco one, like, I found the Tesco one a little bit, you say chewy, I would describe it as soft. Like, it's a kind of a soft dough.
Yeah.
There isn't enough crunch in the Tesco one for me. Like, for me, the ideal cookie is like an armadillo. Crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yes.
All cookies should be like armadillos.
And not dime bars.
And not dime bars. Yeah. Remember that ad?
What
you
an
used
ad.
To love that
what
one.
What an ad. Are we claiming these as Irish?
They're all made here in store. Yeah.
Success.
All made in Ireland.
Success. Simon Tierney, as always,
pleasure.
Thank you very much. You've set the bar high for next week. I look forward to it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.